should say that the immediate reaction of the African Union is to actually express condolences to all those who have been killed, and to the members of their various families, as well as the friends and the government and people of Burundi. And secondly, to also wish speedy recovery to those who are suffering from injuries, particularly in the case of the civil society activist, like Pierre-Claver Mbonimpa, who is recovering, and we wish him a speedy recovery. The chairperson of the African Union Commission, Her Excellency Dr. Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma, said that in a statement which she issued to that effect yesterday. But secondly, and very importantly, is a very strong condemnation of the sort of barbaric act that is going on in Burundi right now. The chairperson has condemned those acts and is really calling on all Burundians to exercise the highest level of restraint and to really remain calm, not be provoked by these acts, because they would only go ahead to further destabilize the country, which is something that, of course, the Burundians themselves don't want, and the rest of the continent as well as the world. We do not want to see Burundi slide back into the sort of civil war that we had some years back. So the situation is quite disturbing, and so the chairperson has called on the government, the ruling party, the parties in the opposition, as well as civil society organizations to really work together under the leadership of President Museveni, who is, as you know, is currently facilitating the mediation efforts under the auspices of the East African Community. And the African Union is continuously supporting all those initiatives and making sure that the situation is stabilized and that Burundi can return to the path of peace and stability, as well as its economic, socioeconomic development.
Some Burundians I spoke with seem to be not overly enthused about President Museveni's mediation effort. Some of them are saying it's too slow and appear not to be gathering any momentum to resolve the current crisis in the country. And they called on the AU and the East African Community to step up efforts to try to ensure this matter is resolved, because they fear that this escalation of violence could lead to the civil war that both the African Union and the EAC do not want to see.
Indeed, nobody wants to see civil war again in Burundi. It's not been too long that we saw the impact of the conflict, and at the time when we felt that things are getting better and the situation is turning into what we're seeing today, it's quite disturbing. Now, for those who believe that the mediation is very slow, we will really want to encourage them to have some patience, to give peace a chance, and to give all the various actors a chance, and to call on the collaboration of all these actors, because it's only as a result of people working together and having a goodwill and having peace as the end goal that such efforts, such initiatives can succeed. I can tell you that the leaders are not sleeping. They're talking to one another back and forth. There are quite a few things that come to the public, but a lot of what is being done doesn't come to the public. And maybe it's thanks to these efforts that probably the situation is where we are. It could have been worse. Nobody is wishing for that. But we really should give peace a chance, and to also support all the various initiatives that are underway, either at the country level or the sub-regional level or the continental level, and for that matter, with the involvement of even the United Nations.
There have been calls by some Burundians that pressure, or for that matter, sanctions should be brought to people who are being accused of fomenting this trouble in Burundi. Well, what do you say to such comments?
I think that the actors have been on the table a couple of times, as you would imagine, usually with mediations, even at very low levels. The times that things don't go as everybody would wish, but there are times that things progress. And so there is need for patience. There is need for highest level of understanding, but there is need for us to all be committed. It's important that we give the actors an opportunity. We know that the mediation sort of slowed down when the elections held on the day, the elections held in proper. But before that, you would recall that all the actors were on the table. And we are looking forward in the next couple of days that with the sort of quiet diplomacy that is underway, that we will be seeing them again to meet and talk about the situation to really ensure that they have a dialogue, they have a conversation, a very frank conversation among themselves to make sure that they are able to find lasting solutions to the current crisis in Burundi.